Fantasy World I. Tales, Stories, Legends, and More. Lost and Away. I am dead. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I am truly dead. It was the 6th of August when I finally died. A few days back, though, I was just running away from death that was chasing me. Here is my story. The school year finished. We had had a kind of year-end party at my best friend's house. Some of my classmates attended. Everyone brought some food and soft drinks. We also danced a little bit. We had a lot of fun there. What a long school year! Lots of work to do! Not much time to have fun! What do you think? I asked my friends. Oh yeah, what a bore! But it's finished, finished, and now vacation, my friend said. It was almost midnight when I got home. Early in the morning, I found my family discussing where to go for vacation. My parents decided to go to the Amazon region this time. My sister and I agreed, as usual. What we wanted was to have a rest after a hard school year. My parents planned to leave on August 4th and return on August 16th. I checked the dates in my phone. We had 5 days to prepare everything. The week before our trip, we got everything ready that was needed. Clothes, shoes, a tent, a lantern, and some matches. Just in case, as our father said. My father took the car to the garage for service. It was August 4th. Everything was ready on that day. My sister and I were excited. Some people told us about the beauty of the Amazon region. However, my aunt mentioned something about wild animals. Be careful with the wild animals, she warned. I had read that the Ecuadorian Amazon region is home to the most diverse range of species on Earth, like those of fish, reptiles, mammals, insects, and thousands of plants and trees. And I was really fascinated with the idea of getting there, as it is a great place to visit, as some of my relatives said. Anyway, after a few days, we were finally in the Amazon region. It was amazing, I thought. Although I'm a little afraid of wild animals, I'm sure there will be experiences in the jungle which I will never have the opportunity to enjoy elsewhere. I was very excited. We stopped at the top of a small hill. My father found a spot with a railing so we could overlook the jungle. He parked the car and we all got out. We planned to eat something before going down to the hotel, a few kilometers from the actual place we were at, well, the tourist area. Now we're all set. Let's have some food, shall we? My dad said out loud. There wasn't much to eat, just a few sandwiches, one of those big Cokes and some chicken we had brought from a fast food restaurant. Hey, Simon, can you get my glasses for me, please? My dad asked. Yeah, sure, I answered. I walked to the car and opened the driver's door. I sat down, picturing my dad as he put the glasses in his safe spot. Hope it's still there, I thought. I knew exactly where to look. In excitement, I moved forward and I felt it. I felt movement. Not mine, but the surroundings. I felt how the car moved. I just hoped the handbrake was on, but it wasn't. So I tried to put it on, but it was too late, and it started going down. The car was rolling down the steep hill, and all I heard, distinct from the voices of my crazed family, was the rustle and bumps as I went wildly down the hill. Since I couldn't put the handbrake on because it was too late, as I could be sent like a rocket through the windshield, I held on to the front seat, looking for the seatbelt. I kept going down. The car bumped roughly, and I thought it was going to be destroyed, but it wasn't. Fortunately, I found the seatbelt. I tried to secure it, but it was impossible with the motion of the car. I watched as I stopped going down, but the car was still rolling down a less steep place, only to enter the jungle, approaching the center. I waited for the upcoming bank, which might have acted as a ramp. I used this moment to desperately buckle up and hoped for the best. The best was a tree. It stopped the car from going any farther. The hard impact was diminished by the airbag and the seatbelt, which saved me from instant death. I tried to open the door, but it didn't move as it was stuck due to all the bumps and bangs coming down the slope. So I kicked the door to see if it would finally open. I kept trying and trying to open the door with all my force until the lock broke and I emerged from the car. In the end, I felt I had saved my own life, but I didn't know what was coming next. The first thing I saw was trees, and the first thing I heard was the cracking as the tree I had the collision with crashed to the ground, scaring the living daylight out of me. I scrambled to my feet outside the jungle, looking for the area I had left behind, trying to reach the hill I fell down. I didn't know how many hours I had been walking around, but it could be like 3 hours. After this, I found myself cold, wet, and dirty, but I finally heard something. I ran to the clearing from which I could have sworn I saw a person, even though I was well away from the tourist area of the forest. Was it a person, or might it be a big animal? So I approached cautiously, but it was useless, as I saw that the thing that made the rustling, a puma, a big puma, I panicked, and immediately I ran like I had the devil at my back. I heard the puma running after me. I aimed for the car, although it was destroyed, as I hoped it could serve as a shelter. But behind me, I could already hear the puma gaining on me. Soon it would be on my heels. I would have died. But I reached the car as the puma made its defining jump and encountered not me, but the side door. I was trapped inside the car with no possible aid and a puma circling me. I waited for what could only be death. I fell asleep. The puma decided to jump onto the roof of the car and it fell asleep too. The puma slept for a long, long time. I woke up only to face my desperate situation. I slipped out of the car carefully not to wake up the horrible animal on the roof. I walked away slowly and hoped for it not to wake, while looking attentively at the floor to stop from stepping on any twig that might have woken up the beast. I had made it almost out of the clearing altogether when I heard the car roof crumble. As I turned to face the car, I saw the puma, struggling to wake up. And I didn't even care if it did, but I started running faster than I ever thought I could. About 10 seconds after I had escaped by running, I heard the puma wake up and eagerly jump from the car. For sure, what he wanted was to have a good dinner, and I was going to be his dinner. I ran through the trees of the dense forest, hitting my face against plants, cobwebs, and branches, not daring to stop or slow down for even a second. Nothing came into my mind to help me to escape from this unexpected situation. I knew getting to the thickest part of the forest would give me an advantage, as I could easily run through the dense trees, and the puma, though still small, was much bigger than me altogether. And hence, it would have more trouble running after me. And as I thought about this, my legs were hurting. I wasn't feeling tired because of all the adrenaline that kept me going through the maze of trees surrounding me as I ran away from my enemy. I saw light between the darkness of the trees, a bright shard of sunlight in the darkness, a clearing, so I went in that direction. And then I was trapped. I faced a high wall that from the top would be a small cliff. I was between the wall and the trees, and just when I was about to run off to the side, the puma caught up with me and knocked me down. It was too late to even move. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't think about anything. I panicked. I was paralyzed with fear when I saw for one last time the hungry puma, whose territory had been invaded, and it looked furious. I closed my eyes. I have heard that people, when they are about to die, can see different scenes of their life passing in front of their eyes very quickly. However, I could only see my family's faces bathed in despair. So yeah, I'm dead.